Welcome to Your Prayer Intentions with author Peter and Jimmy. And we welcome your prayers at WQPHradio.org.
Oh Mary, send my prayers to heaven. Don't let another day go by. You can ask the Lord to help me. When my cross gets heavy and my soul is dry, oh Jesus, hear my cry. Oh Mary, send my prayers to the sky, along with all of my intentions, every word takes flight.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Your Prayer Intentions. This is Peter and Jeremy of Knights of Columbus Council 15962. Hosting again Your Prayer Intentions, and a minor announcement. It's a little early for this announcement, but I'm going to make it now and remind people for the next couple of weeks. Starting next month, that would be in August, the Knights of Columbus Chosen Knights are becoming Knights of Columbus Chosen Mornings. It will still be the second Wednesday of each month, so this for August, it will mean that it will be... Let me bring up my calendar for a second. It will be August 12th, the Wednesday. But instead of beginning at 6:30, it will begin after the 8 a.m. Mass at St. Bernard's Parish at St. Kimmel's Church on Mechanic Street. You'll come downstairs. There'll be coffee. There'll be donuts, maybe some muffins. Then we will show an episode of The Chosen for August. The episode is the season finale of Season 3. And then there'll be the discussion led by Father. So starting in August, the Chosen Nights are going to be Chosen Mornings, and things will begin after the 8 a.m. Mass at St. Bernard's Parish at St. Camilla's Church. We hope to see you there. Now let's get to the gospel, as it's a rather long gospel. We are not using the short version, as I don't use the short version on the here on the show. So again, we're in Matthew. On that day, Jesus went out to the house and sat down out of the house and sat down by the sea. Such large crowds gathered around him that he got into a boat and sat down. And the whole crowd stood along the shore. And he spoke to them at length in parables, saying, a sower went out to sow. And as he sowed, some seed fell on the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky ground, where it had little soil. It sprang up at once because the soil was not deep, and when the sun rose, it was scorched and withered for lack of roots. Some seed fell around the thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it. But some seed fell on rich soil and produced fruit, 100-fold or 60 or 30-fold. Whoever has ears ought to hear. The disciples approached him and said, why do you speak to them in parables? He said to them in reply, because knowledge of the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven has been granted to you, but to them it has not been granted. To anyone who has, more will be given, and he will grow rich. From anyone who has not, even what he has will be taken away. This is why I speak to them in parables, because they look but do not see, and hear but do not listen or understand. Isaiah's prophecy is fulfilled in them, which says, you shall indeed hear but not understand. You shall indeed look, but never see. Gross is the heart of this people. They will hardly hear with their ears. They have closed their eyes, lest they see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their hearts, and be converted, and I heal them. But blessed are your eyes, because they see, and your ears, because they hear. Amen, I say to you, many prophets and righteous people long to see what you see, but did not see it, and to hear what you hear, but did not hear it. Hear then the parable of the sower. The seed sown on the path is the one who hears the word of the kingdom without understanding it, and the evil one comes and steals away what was sown in his heart. The seed grown on rocky ground is the one who hears the word and receives it at once with joy, but he has no root and lasts only a time. When some tribulation or persecution comes because of the word, he immediately falls away. The seed sown among thorns is the one who hears the word, but then worldly anxiety and the lure of riches choke the word, and it bears no fruit. But the seed sown on rich soil is the one who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and yields 100 or 60 or 30-fold. Now, obviously, Jesus has just explained this parable, so I don't have to explain it as much, because he literally explains it to the disciples. Now, it's worth noting how he quotes Isaiah's prophecy, saying that people will not understand, will not believe what he says, and will not act. Now, this is actually the norm. If you read your Old Testament, you will find that over and over again, God sends prophets. Over and over again, they give advice. Sometimes explicit, sometimes cloaked in language. And over again, they're ignored. And note that Jesus mentioning how that a lot of people won't understand this. He mentions Isaiah. And I want to say this about him mentioning Isaiah and Isaiah's prophecy. Lately I've been seeing online people trying to say that you can't be thinking about the Old Testament. You have to just think about the New when you're thinking of Scripture. That's actually a very old heresy. And I would remind anyone who's heard that and thought about that and said, well, yeah, the New Testament takes... Well, the New Testament is important because it's the story of Jesus, which is the base of our faith. But Jesus is constantly mentioning Scripture. And when Jesus is talking about Scripture, he's talking about the Old Testament. And he quotes it over and over again. So clearly the Old Testament Scriptures are important. Otherwise, Jesus would not be quoting them. And Jesus would not be there to fulfill them. You can't ignore the Old Testament and then have Jesus say, I'm here to fulfill the Scriptures. You can't have it both ways. So after that little sidetrack, let me go back to what he says there. He reminds the disciples that, you know, blessed are you because you're seeing what prophets wish they could have seen, what many righteous people could have. How many people would have loved to have seen the Messiah? How many people would have loved to have heard the Messiah? How many of us would have loved to see Christ in action? And how many times, and how would we have been different from the people who saw him then? Would we have been different? But I would argue that we see Christ in action every day. We see Christ in the Mass. We see Christ in the acts of faithful Christians. We see Christ in all kinds of everyday things when we choose what's right, when we choose to produce fruit. And maybe the devil tempts us away. Or maybe we're not rooted because we haven't studied our faith. We haven't studied the Scripture. We haven't read the saints. Or we don't go to Mass. And we have no roots. So when there's any kind of problem, when there's a choice between the faith and something worldly, we choose the world. Or maybe, you know, it was so enamored where we don't want to risk anything to do with our status or with our wealth or with all the different things that we care about, that we hide our faith, that we don't become fruitful. We do not set the example. That's what Jesus is talking about here. Jesus is talking about how we fail to use the word that he's given us. And it can be a very hard thing because, again, the world will always try and move us away. The world will always try to keep us from bearing fruit. Jesus warns about that and says to the rich person will grow richer. In other words, if a person shows faith, if a person has faith in God, if a person takes the graces that God gives him and runs with them to follow, more graces will follow. To them who have more will be given. But when Christ gives graces to us, when Christ gives signs to us, when Christ gives us the chance to be what we should be and we say no, that little bit can be taken away. Now, granted, we can restore our good graces by a good confession. And given that we are people, given that we have all the weaknesses of the flesh, we need confession. In fact, the more we get the graces from God, the more we understand how much we need confession. As experts realize how things are more than amateurs on anything. But if you get these things, if you get these graces, if God gives you the chance to see what reality is and you choose to walk away because it's too hard, because you don't want to do the implications of knowing, because if you acknowledge the Lord, if you acknowledge the reality, that means you have to act. That means you don't have the excuse of ignorance. And you walk away. That grace that you were given may go to someone else. Now, if you instead apply that grace, it will multiply. And it'll be more grace to yourself and more grace to others. It will be like a seed that's been sown in the field. You sow a few grains of corn, and it becomes a stalk that's full of the grains. It becomes the seed that makes it multiply. Christ wants us to be the seed corn of the faith. The apostles were the original seed corn of the faith. Again, because understanding was given to them. They were given to God. Remember last week's gospel. No one can take away what God has given me. Because the disciples were given to Christ by God. And they endured, except for the one disciple who did not and was destined to betray him. We have to look at this. Do we want to be part of that multiplication? Do we want to take that little bit that we have and turn it into more for Christ? And look at how Jesus does miracles. Jesus does not make things happen spontaneously. Like when he multiplied the loaves and fishes the two times, he didn't just create the food out of nothing. He took what was given him, what was offered him, and made it more than what it was. Just like with the Eucharist, where he takes bread and wine and makes it more than what it is. Remember what the Eucharistic prayer says, fruit of the wine and work of human hands. It shall become for us our spiritual drink. Fruit, think of what it says about the bread, which earth has given and human hands have made. It will become for us the bread of life. In other words, people make the bread and wine. And God, because we make that offering, God multiplies it into his very self. That's the example there. So let's determine that we will be fruitful. We will create much fruit. And that we will multiply that fruit by our actions, by our devotions, by taking the grace that we've been given and run with it. Run with it to make more grace. Because the more grace that is produced, the better it is for souls. And remember, every soul that avoids hell is a victory for the entire human race. So make use of those graces through prayer, through fasting, through adoration, through all of these things that God gives us to multiply them. And do what you can. God doesn't ask you to do the impossible. He asks you to do what he has made possible. He has given you the grace to make possible. Doesn't have to be a big thing. Remember from the gospel a couple of weeks ago, if someone even gives a cup of water to one of these people because they belong to me, he will not lose his reward. Every little bit helps. God gives us all those little bits. Let's do the best we can with them. Now let's get to the prayer wall, and I want to remind everybody of two things, that if you have a prayer request, you can go to the prayer wall at WQPHradio.org. Not only are there podcasts of previous shows, and we encourage you to check them out, of mine and all the other shows that are locally produced here on WQPH, but if you go to the prayer wall, there's two things you can do there. You can either post a prayer request, and you can make it as detailed or as little detail as you want. You can even just say private intention. because God knows what you need. And if you don't want other people to know what you need, there's no reason why you have to say it. Or in addition, if you don't have a prayer request you want to put up, say a prayer. Go to where it says reply. Click on reply. And it says, say a Hail Mary, say a Our Father. Do one of those things, whether it's a fast for a day or a novena or even just a single Hail Mary. Say it and then use the reply button and watch and multiply the prayers that are there. Make those prayers more powerful than before. But again, that's WQPHradio.org/prayerwall. So on the prayer wall today, we have a request. Please pray for Andrew and his family. His sister passed away in a horse riding accident. Pray for peace in the world. Pray for a family who's had a family member commit suicide. Happy to pray for all those things. I know we're a week beyond it, but let's pray for our country on its 250th anniversary. I want to pray for my new coworkers and for our success. I want to pray for my sister-in-law who's been ill, my sister with cancer, two of my wife's friends who have been dealing with cancer. I want to pray for a young man looking for a new job who has an interview this week. I want to pray for all of those who are looking for work. There's word that another large employer in the area is going to be moving out of the state. So let's pray for all those people that they may be able to find employment in a timely fashion to support themselves. And let us pray that we continue to be the people that Christ wants us to be. And let's pray for our standing prayer requests. We'll pray for the two Mary Ann's, one deceased, one alive, for Mary Lotz, for the soul of Nancy, for Jake, for those who donate to WQPH, and we are so grateful for those who do because we wouldn't survive without you, for the intentions of the Dominican Sisters of St. Cecilia and the Sisters of the Rosary, for Claire's prayer list, for my prayer list, for Mary's prayer list, for Joan's prayer list, for a lady whose name, I'm having a brain freeze, I can't remember her name, but I can see her in my head, her prayer list, for Marlene's prayer list, and for my boy's prayer list and Vinny's prayer list, for all those people, all those intentions on those prayer lists, because the graces are so multiplied that can happen. So since we're talking about graces multiplied, we're going to pray the second joyful mystery, which is the visitation. And that's because the grace that has been given to Elizabeth is multiplied by the visit of Mary and their exposure to the Christ. So let's begin in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. The second joyful mystery is the visitation. We offer the Lord Jesus the second decalogue of visitation of Holy Mother to her cousin St. Elizabeth and the sanctification of St. John the Baptist. And we ask with you through this mystery and through the intercession of our Holy Mother, charity towards our neighbor. Amen.
And now EWTN's Father Leonard Mary.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and never shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls into heaven, especially those who most in need of thy mercy.
Ave, Ave, Ave Maria, Ave.
Grace and mystery of the visitation come down to our souls. Amen. Now we're going to offer these prayers for the Holy Father's intentions and for the indulgence calendar. And I just had two things pop into my head. I want to especially offer them for the souls in purgatory who are forgotten because they've been dead for a long time, or who are Protestants who do not pray for souls in purgatory. There are probably a lot of Protestants in purgatory who never have people praying for them, except for in general. So let's pray for that. And I want to pray for Bishop McManus on the occasion of his mandatory resignation at age 75. He's been a pretty decent bishop. And may we be blessed as we get a new bishop. May that bishop be holy and help us get to where we need to be. So now those prayers. And this trip, and also for the dead Marianne, because some of these prayers are from what we used to call the trifecta that we would pray together.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell.
Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy. Ave, Ave, Ave Maria.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
We invite you to say the prayer to Saint Michael the Archangel. Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, thrust into hell Satan and all evil spirits who wander through the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen.
Eternal Father, I offer thee the most precious blood of thy divine Son, Jesus, in union with the masses said throughout the world today, for all the holy souls in purgatory, for sinners everywhere, for sinners in the universal church, those in my own home and within my family. Amen. We pray all these things in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Now, before we get to our final prayer, just a reminder, as I just said, the Bishop of Worcester is retiring. By the time you hear this, we may have a new bishop. If not, he will still be administrating it, administrating the parish in Worcester County. I want to thank Bishop McManus. He's been a decent bishop. And wish him well. Let's give him his prayers and the diocese our prayers in order to help us continue to grow. And now our closing prayer in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. O God of mercy, as we reach out to those seeking you, send forth your Holy Spirit upon this show, this station, all the stations that carry this show, and all the shows on this station, and our listeners to renew us in faith. Enable us to share the good news of the gospel with loving words and caring deeds, so that those who have drifted away may be drawn to your church. Follow the way of your Son, Jesus, who is the way, the truth, and the light. We make our prayer through Jesus Christ, our Lord, and we pray this in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And I want to say one additional Hail Mary for those who have gone into schism in the church, and remind them to copy Mary's humility. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now at the hour of death. Amen. Remember, faith in God is trusting he knows what he's doing. Till next week, I say thank you and God bless from your prayer intentions. Bye now.
Hello, friends. This is Father Wade Menezes with the Fathers of Mercy and EWTN, and I want to thank you for listening to Queen of Perpetual Help Radio, WQPH 89.3 FM.
So we're here at Sacred Hearts Church, and I ran into a very dear friend, Deacon Patino. Deacon, you know, it's the summer, and people's faith is getting cold while the heat is coming. What can people do to stimulate and rise up their level of love for God in the summer when it's so hot?
I think that the most important thing right now is to become closer to the Eucharist, to Jesus and the Blessed Sacrament. For those Catholics that have fallen away, for those Catholics that want to find a reason why to come to church, the best and the greatest gift that the Lord has given to us is his presence, body, soul, and divinity in the Holy Eucharist. So I encourage all of you to come before Jesus in the presence, in the tabernacle, and talk to him, and let him talk to you. Jesus wants to hear you. So I invite all of you to come before the Blessed Sacrament and pray and talk to him. Tell him how much you love him. God bless you all.
Hi, this is Deacon Dennis Lambert, and you're listening to WQPH 89.3 FM from Shirley Fitchburg.
This is Peter and Jemmy, host of Your Prayer Intentions, every Saturday here on 89.3 WQPH Shirley Fitchburg. Do you have a prayer request that you'd like me to pray for, or perhaps the whole community? Well, include that prayer request in an email. Specify if you want it on air or off, and email that prayer request to WQPH893@comcast.net. Let me repeat that. It's WQPH893@comcast.net. And we will pray for you. If you have an urgent request that you're looking for immediate prayer, tweet me directly at the Tech Guy Blog on Twitter, or the Tech Guy Blog on Gab. God bless you.